Vegas and Like Mike. Kiara and 5FM called Complicated. All right, so here's the question we're asking today. A lot of us hitting the roads over the festive season. I want to know where you're going, what you're doing, from where to where. What's the journey? And also, do you have places along the way that you're excited to stop over at? I have this huge thing in life where I believe, you know, the journey is just as much a part of it as the destination. I can't wait today to get to the Fat Butcher. Favorite place to get biltong anywhere in South Africa. I'm heading from Johannesburg to Cape Town, and tonight, Colesberg. Amazing restaurants, beautiful town, lots of good history. That, for me, is what I'm excited about. But I want to hear your story. Where to go, what to do, what to see. What's the plan? You and the friends, you and the family, what's going on over the festive? Tell us. Paint good stories, good pictures. 0825505151. Get in touch. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. Here's Aaron Fox with the latest in news on 5FM.
SABC News. Independent and impartial.
In the headlines, a 10-stage 2 load shedding underway and Rihanna documentary snapped up by Amazon.
SABC News. Independent and impartial.
Good morning. Eskom has reverted to stage 2 load shedding from 9 o'clock this morning till 11 o'clock tonight. The power utility's load shedding shifted to stage 1 last night. Eskom says the system remains vulnerable. Unions at SAA have denied a meeting with the airline's business rescue practitioner Les Mattison, despite reports to the contrary. They include NUMSA and the Cabin Crew Association. The unions say they're committed to helping to save the airline, which has been placed under business rescue. Over 4,000 delegates are expected to elect the EFF leadership at the party's second elective conference at NASREC in Johannesburg today. Some positions are expected to be highly contested. Here's political analyst Ralph Mateka.
Look at the image of Mr. Malema. It's no longer the same. If one were to do an approval, it will not be better now. He will be worse now than he were months ago while President Jacob Zuma was still in charge. So they are struggling, and you are seeing it in their public space. Emerging, it shows that that image of the EFF as a tightly knit leadership that is almost impenetrable, it's all gone. They're struggling like